Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 12th through 14th at the SageNet Center. Presented by Oklahoma Farm Bureau, more than 350 exhibitors will showcase the latest ag products and services. Enjoy live cattle equipment demonstrations and daily horse training seminars with Craig Cameron. You could win $1,000 in show bucks daily at 1 p.m. courtesy of Can-Am. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. For details and an interactive floor plan, visit TulsaFarmShow.com.
Well, lately the story for corn growers has been high inputs and low prices on their outputs. Our own Macy Carter had the opportunity to catch up with Neil Kasky, CEO of the National Corn Growers Association, to talk a little bit about the farm bill, tax cuts, and more. Kasky hopes for an economic crisis relief fund from Congress for the time being, but the completion of an adequate farm bill, well, that would give growers the ongoing stability that they need.
I think it's going to be tough. I think most folks now are expecting an extension of some kind, you know, probably for a year. Just given the short fuse that we have this lame duck session, I think that's probably likely as we look into 2025. You know, for us, our biggest priority obviously is crop insurance, and you know, we want to improve Title I, which for us includes a mandatory base acre update. Would love to see a greater investment in just foreign market development programs for farmers, and obviously voluntary conservation initiatives. And so, you know, those are our priorities of today, and we'll be working with the new Congress and obviously the new administration to get all that enacted, hopefully soon in the new year. If there is any indication that Congress wants to get that done in the lame duck, and we'll be happy to work with them to ensure that our corn priorities are addressed in any bill that can emerge.
Once again, that's Neil Kasky with the National Corn Growers Association. Well, cooking a Thanksgiving dinner this year for your friends and family is going to cost a little bit less than last year, but it's still more expensive than before COVID. The 39th Annual Thanksgiving Survey shows the cost of this year's classic holiday feast for 10 people is about $58.08, or about $5.80 per person. That's a 5% decrease from 2023, which was 4.5% lower than 2022. 2 years of declines don't erase dramatic increases that led to a record high cost of $64.06 in 2022. Despite the encouraging momentum, a Thanksgiving meal is still 19% higher than it was back in 2019. Turkey, the centerpiece on most tables, well, that helped bring down the overall cost of dinner. Average price for a 16-pound turkey is $25.67, or about $1.68 a pound. That's down 6% from 2023. Items like dinner rolls and stuffing both saw an 8% increase, and cranberries, of all things, up 12%. You've got farm news. With all the ups and downs in the cattle markets, it's important that you protect yourself with Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP. Clay Bertram tells us more.
Look back what happened with the bird flu in March and the roller coaster ride of what we've seen the index do. We've got prices that'll work for any type of operation, no matter the level that you want to spend. Being able to lay your head on that pillow and know that you have those cattle protected. You buy today, you cover tonight.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. Farm Data Service is an equal opportunity employer. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.